And I think we're just about there. So this is their Oregon debut. They have not played Oregon before. You're the first ones. So a couple of masters on their respective instruments, will you please welcome Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon.
Thank you. We want to thank Yonder Mound for having us here. It's great here. Thank you. Simonette is our new addition on the drums, straight out of the Bahamas. Gotta find out what we're doing. What can I tell you? Heard this tune coming out of the mouth of a guy who was listening to the first recording of it through headphones. So it had no pitch, no rhythm, no form, no content, and I fell in love with it. Later on, he made an arrangement of it. I stole the arrangement. Al Galen would like to milk it for you now. Thank you.
doing that in New London in a couple of days. The song that came to Mike in a dream, as far as I, isn't that right? More or less.
I dreamed it. It's my pacifist statement. It's a song about a missile that you want to send at your friend. So you have to read into it, the pacifist statement.
The sun is sort of going down. The wood moves all the time.
No.
Mike and Neil are going to... Oh, wait a minute, no, they're moving a little bit. Please mute the guitar. I'm going to pull the deck. I don't want to blow anybody. There we go.
There's this guy named Dave King that lives near here and builds this kind of thing. I've known him for about 15 years. But I just like the feel of it, so...
sort of stops. I believe Mike and Neil are going to play amongst their four or five selves. Approach tune. You can mute the guitar.
Neil was trying the slit drum, as they call it, but it wasn't loud enough.
Lost your four or five selves again for a while. I see you. Thank you.
to the place I love so well, where the sweet waters flow and wildflowers grow all around the old home on the creek. Where the sweet waters flow and wildflowers grow all around the old home on the
How is this out there? Switchback? Or, okay, wait. A show of hands for this. A show of hands to switch back. Okay. Dave King for it. Luthier. Bass luthier.
I got so involved in the voting, I forgot to tell you. Frisbee Boom Boom Floyd, one of the great songwriters of the last 40, 50 years, largely unrecognized, but that won't last. It's been covered most beautifully by David Lindley, who has recorded his masterpiece, Tiki Torches of Twilight. As far as I'm concerned, this is another of his masterpieces. They're all in pieces. Called From Pizza Towers to Defeat. It's a true story. This is a catalog of the events surrounding Frisbee Boom Boom Fuller's first paying job, and I think his last paying job. Right? I need to do some research. It was about 30 years ago. It's about the swamper at a pizza parlor where Frizz was playing piano, who would steal the inventory, and he got so good at it that he decided to rob a train. And he had enough practice and developed enough skill as a burglar that he could become an armed robber, bring a train to a halt, remove everything on it, and go hide it somewhere, I guess. I don't know if he thought that far. What do you do with it once you've got it? But it didn't work out. There's a suction underneath a moving train, and it sucked Enrico right in there. Been taking the keeper up on
my friend Joe wrote this next song. He's real skittish about driving. For one thing, he drives with sports goggles on, in case the airbag were to go off and rip off some eye flesh. And yeah, he just doesn't generally get in the car at all. He, you know those things you put over the steering wheel? He has one that goes over the steering wheel and the pedals at the same time. Anyway, he wrote this song about following a driving after a car carrier, having worries about that. got a new record coming out in about 6 weeks called 66 Steps. It's a very slightly tropical sounding record, so we're going to send out this next song to the bird. It's a pretty little song that Leo wrote. We weren't going to put it on, but one day I heard him playing it sitting near crashes of waves, and I thought, we have to try to record this song. And after 14 takes, and it was a really fun day of trying to record the song until we got a really good one. But anyway, this is called Cherry County.
The largest and least populated county in Nebraska. A place I've always wanted to go. Sort of the opposite of where we are right now. There's something about, somebody asked Alfred Hitchcock what his idea of happiness was, and he said a 360-degree horizon. My heart leapt. I'm really kind of springing this on the trio. We may have gone through this once, but so I don't have to stand here and tune in front of you for another half an hour and play this. This is probably the oldest tune I have. I wrote this when I was an embryo. Thank you. Harvey. Wedding didn't work out, but the song, there's my bud. The song did. Well, I should say the wedding worked out, but the marriage didn't. Which everybody, including Eddie Reason, Alex Harvey, knew would be the case. You can't say that to two people. You wish them well, you don't say you're doomed. Thank you.
Nice spot, huh? I love this place. Actually, this song is from our new album too, upcoming album. Also,
thank you.
time for one more song. Thanks for having us today. So we're going to try this one song that we've never played before, and it's not on the album. It's nothing. It's just here. My friend Joe, my same friend, wrote half of it, and I wrote the other half, but it's called Foundation. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jack.
Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon with Neil Simonette from the Bahamas, huh? What do you say? That is some music to put a smile on your faces. Hey, folks, just a couple of things I want to tell you.